While New Year usually brings plenty of excitement, there's still plenty of pessimism. We're going to share this week why 2026 sets up far better than many expect. As we kick off 2026, the big question is not whether the economy is surviving. The big question is really whether the tailwinds from fiscal and tax policy, corporate profitability, can help markets continue to climb despite what are arguably some at least full valuations within the equity markets. As we'll share here in a little bit, it's been interesting to us that a lot of the macro voices we like to listen to have begun to align, coalesce around kind of a shared vision, which is, for the most part, pretty optimistic in 2026. So number one, just the data. It still may not be highly expansionary yet, but it's certainly not indicative of exhaustion. So what are we looking at? Well, first of all, the Bureau of Economic Analysis here in the US shared not only the GDP number, well over 4% there in Q4, but the corporate profitability increased by 166 billion. We'll remind you that famous Benjamin Graham quote that in the short run, the market is a voting machine, i.e. very prone to emotions. But in the long term, it's a weighing machine. And what does it weigh? Profits, profitability. Are companies making money? It is blind to almost everything else but that factor given time. And that's where, again, we want to keep our focus, thinking in those 3, 5, 10-year type increments is, how is corporate profitability doing? And right now, it's doing really, really well. Similarly, if you look at the Johnson Red Book retail sales, up again, second straight week, over 7%. We know this is a consumer-based economy here in the US, consumer spending. Yes, as we've talked about in recent commentaries, consumer sentiment has been dour. All of us can say one thing and do another. Consumers have certainly been doing that here of late, telling everyone how pessimistic they are, and yet going out and continuing to shop and spend. Ultimately, it's the latter that matters far, far more to the market. The second big point is really tailwinds to the economy as we go into 2026. Number one, monetary policy. Inflation appears to be checked for the moment. Many are arguing even disinflating. That should give the Fed continued cover, along with some of the recent jobs data, to continue to cut into this year. Monetary policy, that's the old adage, don't fight the Fed. Second thing, tailwind is the tax bill here in the US. If we look at some of the estimates, $150 billion of potential incremental consumer stimulus via tax refunds, $230 billion from investment provisions. This comes from the team at Strategis, including 100% expensing for capital goods, i.e., much like the Fed and its monetary policy, from a fiscal perspective, again, more stimulus, more money hitting. When the money enters into the system, that usually means that assets are going to rise in value. Torsten Slok of Apollo, Matt will put up this nice chart over our face, really looks at the G3, three of the big economies, Germany, Japan, and the US, points out how they are, again, being all stimulative, believes this could add 1% to the German GDP, 0.5% to Japan's GDP, and 0.9% to the US GDP, all, again, very stimulative, growth-oriented policies. And the third and final tailwind we want to highlight is really banking deregulation. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has made this one of his biggest agenda items. JP Morgan noted in a recent piece that US banks have accumulated about $200 billion in excess reserves. Again, if some of these regulations get relaxed, could find its way into a loan, something that, again, should be very stimulative to the economy, particularly small and mid-sized businesses. And finally, looking at market setup from both the fundamental data-driven to a more qualitative type analysis. Again, the team at Strategis looking at corporate earnings, projecting out into 2026, sees earnings growth 13 to 15%. So even with multiples in the low 20s, again, full, some would argue stretched, that kind of growth, even without multiple expansion, should be supportive of equity markets here in 2026. A little bit more anecdotally, Tom Lee points out from FunStrat the importance of the first 5 days. It's not determinative, but it certainly is instructive. He would point out largely because it's indicative of institutions either fading rallies, selling into strength, or actually being believers in the strength of the economy, which is the market's performance in the first 5 days of the year, which as we sit here filming, looks like it's gonna be positive. When it's positive, 83% of the time, the market goes on to have a positive year. Tom Lee, I know, certainly us here, kind of believe the first two quarters should be pretty strong, could see a mid-year swoon. We'll be looking for that. But again, the thing in wrapping up, want to remind you is pessimism can sound smart. We talk all the time about the difference between just being critical and critical thinking and how different they are. Keep in mind that while it's easy to look at everything that could go wrong, there's a lot that's going right. And if history is any indicator, the economy, the market, very resilient. So yes, things are going to come up, struggles, tough times. But again, betting on those being the end of everything has been a bad bet for a long time. We believe in taking the other side of that trade, of course, with diversification, thought, a great plan, but nonetheless, a lot of optimism as we move forward. If you or anyone you know needs any help walking through that, understanding what it means for them personally, we're here anytime. Thanks.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.